Okay, hi Ben, this is Anna Pastana from the Extended Diploma. Anna, hi, this is your second presentation. This is just us recapping on what you've done since the last time we've spoke, how that's moved on, if there's any problems, any sort of areas we can give you suggestions and support with, and just to make sure that you're happy with your idea.
Okay. So basically I'm producing like a humor magazine about cats for cats, then like products, advertisement kind of stuff, and then facts about cats from like ancient times, stuff like that.
A catalogue.
I'm just talking like techniques, like practical stuff I can do.
Well, you say you're stuck, but you—I don't really see you trying stuff.
I know. I'm just sketching out ideas.
You know,
basically.
This is what happens when people don't spend a lot of time here exploring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they set their what they're good at and where they prefer.
Well, and just stay at your desk.
They just get to a point where they're suddenly like, well, I don't know any extra techniques because I've not explored in the 2 years of, you know, I've not taken those risks. You know, whenever it's been like, I was offering to do dry brushing with everyone yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't turn up, you know, so you need all these techniques because otherwise you're just stuck to digital and what you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Really, if you're going to fight, if you're looking for sort of illustrative techniques, you really need to like specialise in on Sarah. So, you know, go to any kind of workshops that she puts on, any fine art stuff that's paper-based
effects.
But also
trust yourself.
Yes.
You have been here for almost 2 years. We have shown you loads of different techniques
mm-hmm.
and processes.
Yeah.
It's maybe just like you need to just
practice.
Go back on some. Don't think you've mastered them, because nobody has mastered anything, okay, ever. You need to just keep on revisiting. Go back to lino, go back to collaging, go back to ink drawings, go back to watercolours. You know, try everything over
again. You know,
yeah.
you tend to try it once and then you're like, oh, I've done that now, I'm going to move on. Well, you're not going to get better unless you do it over and over and over again. So you've got an amazing technical folder. So I know that you've recorded millions of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look back for your tech folder and go, right, I'm going to apply this to this. I'm going to do some cat illustrations, but I'm going to do collage and monoprinting with it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to take a photograph of that. Then I'm going to upload it or scan it and put it onto digital. Now I'm going to...
Then you can manipulate.
Now I'm going to manipulate
digitally.
It. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really, you've got it all, because we know, and you can do it very well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of setting yourself up to be like, right, I'm going to go back to basics. I'm going to make myself some papers, different types of papers that I'm going to cut up and create collages with, that I'm going to illustrate, that I'm going to digital.
Which you've done already. Okay, but the smart thing then to do is, like, when you've done like those collages, do a new set. But then draw into them, paint on top of them, add something new, and then do it again, and then add something new on top of that. That is the way to smartly experiment. It's those tiny little incremental steps, yeah? You know the techniques and processes that you like. Focus on those, but how far can you push those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you have to try everything. It might just be collage and painting. But, you know, there's lots of different types of paint. There's lots of different ways to paint.
Lots of different ways to collage.
Exactly. So it's just those small little developments that suddenly give you loads of things to evaluate and draw out what's working and what's not working.
And you know what? You just take colour palettes. If you want to do something on sort of ancient cats in Egypt, then you take colour palettes from Egypt, like turquoise, gold. You know,
mm-hmm.
like they used to make like Egyptian cats were like practically like gods next to the pharaohs. So, you know, that already is a character, isn't it? A royal, you know, like that cat
is the Sphinx cat.
The Egyptian cat is the top dog, isn't it? Well, he's quite a prissy queen, really, you know, already. And then it's like the colours are already there. So it's a case of, do you have issues with drawing things in different ways?
I'm fine with it.
Because
like
you've got that lovely page
that
you showed me in your sketchbook where you've done all lots of different cats.
Yeah.
We just want to see them in different materials and techniques.
Yeah.
Not
mm-hmm.
all the materials and techniques, but ones that you
varied.
Enjoy
yeah.
and think are going to be good for this activity.
Okay.
Okay. Well, like Paige has made a leap. Like, have you seen Paige's stuff today? Anyway, like Paige has made a complete leap, you know, with using making papers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Using
applying collage, and she's applied collage in a way that I've not seen her do. And finally, that's lovely to see, and that it's looking really successful. Same with you. You've got to push these techniques. For you, it's a case of practice, practice, practice.
Mm-hmm.
Not try it once or twice and be like, I've done it, I don't get it. You know, you've got work on, you know, you've had feedback this year that you need to work on colour theory. You know, like even your digital work, you know, your last project, it was very blurry and pixelated. If you practice that and have more time, then that would have been sharper. The colours would have been correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, you know, you can do it. It's like it's just practice and time management.
Okay.
That's all your problem is, Anna, because you've got it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you illustrate beautifully. God, do you remember that lovely one, that animation she did in the first year?
Mm-hmm.
That was so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like going back to that, Anna, and getting like, yeah, variety, variety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the thing that's missing.
Yeah.
'Cause you've got your plan for your cat magazine. You know kind of what your page is going to look like and what you want on there. You just need to work out the how you're going to achieve this. Ultimately, it's going to be digital, hopefully. I've got the website to give you from
mm-hmm.
Ben to upload into a template, and they'll just bloody print it out for you, the same one that Lucci used. But it would be nice if there was some analogue techniques that you're then sort of scanning in,
mm-hmm.
then adding your digital elements to them. Because there's just something quite charming when you've got, you know, collaged elements.
And it's not so flat.
Yeah. So speak to Sarah. Get some tips about particular materials and techniques to use. And again, it doesn't have to be wild all over the place.
It can be really simple.
Yeah. It's just about taking it on that little step each time.
I'm liking these storyboards that
you
know, you're thinking of layout and thinking of like, you know, and great with trying to bring in some humour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you understand humour?
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
I was going to say, because you don't seem like, you know, the biggest joker to me.
Yeah. I am, but I just...
Okay, so, you know, Anna, don't... Do you know what I mean? You know,
mm-hmm.
make sure you understand what humour is and how it translates in illustration as well.
Yeah.
You know,
do
like
the readers understand it too?
Is it visual humour? Is it written humour? You know, is it going to be in the text that the humour is? Or is
mm-hmm.
it going to be the way you've put compositions of cats and things together, scenarios?
Mm-hmm.
You know, humour's quite difficult if it's not something that's natural to you. But if you are out of college, a bit of a joker and you get it, then, you know...
Yeah. Just go back to basics. Would be my advice.
Is there anything else you want to share with, darling?
Have you got any sort of character developments?
Yeah, well,
maybe
the cats. Yeah,
not really,
they're
just
down.
Just a sketch of what the magazine's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, because if I was doing Hume, you see, as well, with cats, there's a very, you know, there's a stereotype of women and cats, a certain aged woman.
Yeah, cat ladies.
That they call the cat lady.
Yeah.
Now, if you really understood that in visual research, cat lady came from a film called, a documentary called Grey Gardens, which was about an American two American socialites that lived in a townhouse, like a mansion that was complete thing, and they were basically feral, and they had loads and loads of cats, and you know things. So they made this documentary, and then it became the sad cat lady idea turned off of that. And I've seen lots of people take the mickey out of, because some people are like, I am the sad cat lady,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're proud of that,
and some people are
and
like, I don't want to be
it.
That
yeah, so you know, the humour in, you know, like these sort of stereotypes and these, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the old cat lady, you know, hundreds of cats, no, didn't get a husband. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
What about catnip?
And catnip.
Yeah,
catnip.
Okay.
I think just take some of these characters and develop them
a
little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the ingredients here, but it just needs a bit more refinement,
mm-hmm.
a bit more sophistication. So now you can start isolating some of these elements.
Yes.
and just push them a bit further. Push them in terms of style, but also the materials that you're using to create them.
And give them character.
Yeah.
Like, they need to be relatable.
Yeah. I mean, these are fag packet drawings, which is good, which is what I like to see. This is planning. This is great. But now just take each page and just develop it that bit further.
Absolutely.
It'll be a really good show for you.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited.
Well, I'm glad you've taken this one on.
Yeah. I'm seeing it displayed in a kitty tray or something.
Cat tower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cat.
A row and have them on the row on the cat tower.
It's like a trail on the wall where you have to tape over someone's
exactly.
houses.
Absolutely. I think it could be really, really good fun.
You know, you've got all these things like yarns of wool, you know, like the stereotype cat stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about the stereotype.
I reckon
you've
already
done that. You do have some.
When you went and did your research, did you take photographs?
Yeah.
So add your photographs.
So Anna, this is again.
Okay, these are the gaps.
All pencil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're mixed media now, babe.
Sticking in.
You know, when you're doing these things and that, like, great, yeah, you do a page of some initial drawings with pencil and that, but then move them forward. I kind of like what you've done there, but I'd like another 3 pages where you've refined and focused on those elements and redraw them in pen and ink, or you've collaged them. Well, you've elevated.
See, you're
them.
Using different materials here, but you're not highlighting it. You're not evaluating, making little bullet points. Because I mean, you've got this material, you've got this material. You know, you're drawing onto transparencies. You're not saying like why you've done that, and that's the gap. Okay, that we're trying to plug here is the exploration into different materials and processes, and you're doing it but in such a like discreet way that we would never know. You know, you need to really highlight why you're doing this and what you're learning from doing this. Like, do you think that these particular materials and techniques are reminiscent of fur?
Not really.
Well, then what do you need to do? You don't have to answer that question. That's just kind of like an out there question.
So you'd know
for you
that,
to
you'd
think
be like,
about.
Not realistic, don't like.
Yeah, you could have a little note going here. Oh, I did this in oil pastels, but I don't think it's really that effective in communicating the fur of a
cat. Material's too messy.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant bit of evaluation, and it's pointing out to us that you are actually trying out materials. You are actually giving it a go. And the same here.
Yeah, taking photographs of different fur as well.
Yeah.
Like, or how animators and illustrators have drawn fur. Like, have you done any, you know, like there's some illustration there. Well, you know, but you know, like I'm sure like if you've looked into Disney and that, and it'd be like, how did Disney deal with animal fur over the decades?
The Aristocats.
From the beginning to Monsters Inc. where... You know, from where you got the beginning to where you've got then suddenly that bloom, you could see every fur element in Monsters.
Thing
yeah, you know?
Yeah, from analogue animation
to
digital.
Because cat fur must be part, the hardest part of it to draw.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, even doing a page of where we've seen you trying to draw fur.
Yeah, practicing.
Practicing
textures.
Drawing fur.
Yeah, you don't have to draw the whole cat. Please don't draw the whole cat. You know, you might just draw the eyes. You might focus on the different components of cats and experiment with different materials. Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't have to draw the whole thing to know if it's like
you get
the
hold
right
of
thing
cat,
to do.
Get some ink on that cat's paw and be like,
fingerprint.
You know, and just using it as many ways as possible. Mm. Even just taking, you know, like, again, you're kind of doing it there as from... Good, that's nice to see that, you know, like taking the photo of the cat moving and then tracing all those photos. So you're making little flick books or...
So you understand how they move.
So you're understanding their movements. But this is all coming on beautifully. And there's lots... Again, you do that thing, you try things once.
And then move on.
Yeah.
And then you
quickly.
Stick it in your book and then you move on. And it's like, no, go do it all the time.
Like it would be lovely to see
like those
combining
two, yes.
of things.
Like look at those, like you know, like look at those two images. So when I've shown you the double photocopying, you photocopy that image and then you photocopy the blue one over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
You use those acetate and that and the tracing paper. You photocopy one onto the tracing paper and then overlay it.
This is how you make things new, is by taking an aspect of one thing, an aspect of another thing, and then producing something new, combining those two elements. Mm. Like, why, like, you've done all of these cats exactly the same. They're different poses, which I get, yeah, but you could have applied some of these dots to one of them. You know, you could have made one a bit more angular, like the responses that you did to that
one. Zigzagged round one. Yeah, you know, it's like, go there, Anna.
It's simple. It's really simple stuff. But I think we just need to point it out to you.
Sometimes it's difficult when you're in the process.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely.
This is coming on. This is coming on. And you know what we just need to do is just get you a little bit more refined, more of a variety, and a bit more time management. You know, you need to sort of maybe put a bit more time into this now. Yeah. This is your last show. This is where you get your grade. Mm-hmm. So if there's ever a time to start studying college later, coming in earlier, really expanding, you know, it's now. Because this isn't 6 weeks worth of work.
Not
at all. If we were being critical. And that's not just you. That's on anyone. But if we were going to go on grades and we were going to say if somebody wanted a pass, merit, or distinction, for 6 weeks, that's going to be a pass. Yeah? If you want more, which you definitely deserve because you have the skills, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and commitment to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, no, it's going
to be. But definitely moving forward, I want to see a page about sort of cats in animation. Everything from Garfield to Disney to Bloomin' the Lion King, whatever, you know, different examples of animation. And I expect that to take up 2 pages because there's loads on it. Yeah.
And try, just as a tip, different scales. Yeah. When you print off your images, print off a really big one and then some smaller ones. Mm. And so there's that variety. And the bigger ones may be the ones that the ones you like the most.
Mm.
So they get the best, more attention.
Mm.
So it's just little tweaks like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you've got this layout, like I said, like it's easy to do with this character. Like get loads like of Egyptian cats, Sphinx cats, you know, kind of like what are their characteristics and what do they look like and start drawing and responding to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, Anna, it's got so much potential. It has. But we just need to put a rocket up it at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. Great.
Thanks, Anna.